to
a very special
another episode of Joe Against the World. Fucking bring it on, fellas.
Red so here's another reason by. Why Batman
Red October standing by.
Simply Red standing by.
Come all on. Fighters report in.
We're a man down, goddammit.
You're a barrel roll.
Oh, jeez.
Fucking, we gotta answer. Red Popcorn standing by.
Red Popcorn standing by.
All right.
I don't want no red popcorn.
Big Red works. Standing by.
Let's try that again. Use take two.
I'll Red Popcorn it. Standing by.
Red October standing by.
Simply Red standing by.
All right, so fucking, I found a new path in life.
What's that? Because
I'm gonna follow this chick that made a lot of money writing the Come for Bigfoot
Harry
series.
Potter.
No.
Damn it. Wasn't
dude,
Harry Potter? Wasn't J.K. Rowling?
There's 15 Come for Bigfoots. 15, dude.
What? Can you explain the plot?
I'm sure you could use your imagination. Fucking, this chick made 30 grand in 1 month off of Come for Bigfoot 1.
There's a lot of people out there who like hairy dudes. This is good to know for me.
Well, no, dude, it's not, like, there's a whole fucking weird subculture of creepy motherfuckers that it's called cryptozoological erotica.
And all right. Lovely.
Dude, it's like alien tentacle porn. And fucking, like, werewolf porn, alien porns and shit. Yeah. It is fucked up, man. People are buying that shit. So I'm gonna write fucking, horny space werewolves in the search for booty.
Okay, the main character has to be named Trent Dick Puncher.
No way, dude. He's gotta be Lucian. It's gotta be the generic, typical fucking werewolf
Lucian?
Named Lucian.
Oh, Lucian. Yeah, definitely. Super generic. Yes.
Lucian Longfellow. Lucian Longfellow. He sounds like a retarded hobbit.
That's pretty much what werewolves are, aren't they?
he'd be like a midget werewolf with a really big schlong.
Definitely not Mr. Wolf.
So he's like he's like a fucking dwarf. But...
So he's not Warwick Davis then.
Oh, poor Warwick Davis, dude. That motherfucker hasn't seen any action since fucking Willow, dude. But he was the shit in Willow. Ignore the bird. Follow the river.
Mad Mordekin!
I'll win this war for you, Eric. Sorsha, you're my sun and my moon.
Is that before or after Val Kilmer went insane?
Did he fucking... What are you talking about? I went insane. What's wrong with him?
I thought he was born insane.
That guy's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that guy's personal life, but I fucking loved Willow. I loved The Saint. I loved Spy Hard. That was a good movie. The science one where he was like
a... Saint?
The Saint was a good film, I thought, back in the day. I don't know if it holds up
recently.
Especially
in the... Yeah, no. But, you know... Basing a movie on whether it holds up in modern days is kind of hard nowadays anyway. Like, that was a good movie at the time.
I haven't seen it in years, but I liked it.
You know
then.
What? Real Genius was a good movie.
Real Genius. That was the one I was thinking of, man. Yeah,
that was a good ass movie.
That's the one where he was like, file it under H for toy or some shit like that, wasn't he, when he was talking about this shit?
I don't remember that line.
Yeah, I remember that.
God damn, dude. That's a fucking old-ass movie, dude. God. I loved in Spy Hard the Penetrator. It was like a jackhammer with a rubber fist on it.
Dang.
And they had that like underwater saloon fight. Remember that shit?
It sounds very manly.
Underwater saloon. Dude, I think they called those grottos.
It was like Naked Gun before Naked Gun and shit.
Oh, Naked Gun. Speaking of Leslie Nielsen.
That guy was awesome.
Yeah.
He was. He was.
Update.
Update. Next time. Unsolved Mysteries.
He's so fucking speaking about him. What were you about to say?
No, I was just saying, like, we mentioned him last time. So I was like, oh, how about that?
Did we really? What did we fucking mention?
Yeah, we were like, he's awesome. And then that was about the end of it then, too.
Oh.
We were talking about
honorable mention.
Yeah.
Fucking old O.J. Simpson, man. They never made a fucking he's a murderer joke. That was before he was a murderer, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes, it was. That was when he was still, like, you know, Isotoner spokesperson and shit like that.
Oh, jeez.
I vow to catch the real criminal that killed my wife.
OJ's innocent. I can defend that, but we'll save that for another day. Move on.
Moving on.
Sorry, that's my lawyer blood talking.
He should have hired your ass. It would have been a lot cheaper.
He should have hired my ass.
His lawyer blood. That's his fucking rookie hunter blood fucking talking. I'm just gonna deny your side of events vehemently. Until you just give up and shut the fuck up because you don't want to argue it anymore.
Let's bring Rookie into this.
No way, dude. The whole podcast will be fucking... like, Mitch will start talking, somebody will disagree with them, and then the rest of the podcast will be him justifying it. And it'll just be like one by one, you'll hear like, wink, as people like drop out of the podcast. And then it'll just be me and him.
What are we ranked again?
Dude, we're ranked 205 on Podomatic. That's insane.
I'd like to thank everybody.
What's 205? Out of how many?
I think I got down to like the 700s before I stopped scrolling.
Caring.
We had. I posted the stats. What? How many fucking? Hold on. Let me
pull people actually listen to us?
No shit, right? that's where I was, like, fucking about 30 or 40 minutes ago. Yeah, okay, so we had 71 visits, 30 downloads, and 18 streams.
Son of a bitch.
I know, right? That's
I'm not even
awesome.
Streaming us. What's going on here?
And I was like, I didn't even fucking download it. I was like, well, fuck it.
Dude, well, fucking, my wife subscribed to us on iTunes. She fucking, she was listening to episode one when she fucking I guess she didn't download it then. She was streaming it off iTunes and it stopped, and she looked down to try to fucking get it to start back, and she ended up backing into this motherfucker fucking her car up.
That was hilarious.
Dude, I laughed my ass off when she texted
like,
me.
I'm glad she's okay. That's why it's funny.
No, yeah. It wasn't bad.
I'm gonna have Christina tell her kids about us. How about that? At school.
No way, dude. Don't do that shit.
No way.
Like fucking elementary school kids, aren't they?
They're high school kids.
High school?
Yeah.
All right, I don't feel so bad about this shit. Yeah, all right.
They'll be like, so, Miss Fehrenbacher, I'm sorry, we're just going to have to let you go. She'll be like, why? Be like, your husband's been promoting his show to your students. Have you heard your husband's show? My bad, baby.
It's not that bad. I mean, we
guess we go live on Cracker Jack boxes again.
Cracker Jack boxes. What fucking is this, like the 1900s and shit? What the fuck?
That's what we're gonna put ourselves back to. She finishes her job.
Dude, I like Cracker Jack, man.
I do too. They're delicious.
Yuck.
Even though the prizes suck now.
Fiddle faddle, man. That was where it was at. That was the real deal. It didn't have a prize in it, but it tasted way better.
I'd rather not eat than eat some of that.
Oh, says the man whose culinary fucking delight is a fucking
ramen and spam. Ramen and spam
is a fucking walking taco. Why don't you enlighten us
dude,
on a,
you
on a walking
have
taco?
Walking tacos, man. Shut your damn mouth.
Poor man's spaghetti.
Dude, tell the people listening playing along at home.
No. Walking taco was another day.
Come on, man.
No. No anecdotes today. No.
It's a bag of Doritos.
What?
It's sort of like a minute, like a single bag of Doritos. Mm-hmm. You open it up.
Yeah, those little fun bags. All right, I want to hear you tell it right too.
I don't know what all's in it. You're the one that fucking eats this shit. It's just a bag of Doritos that he dumps taco ingredients in, shakes it up, and fucking eats it.
That's like shake and bake.
Just about.
It's bachelor food is what it is, man.
Good ass bachelor chow.
And I help.
He's like, I'm just going to stick my fingers in here and lick my fingers and clean them off. No dishes.
No dishes. No dishes.
I cannot hate on that.
There is one utensil of each one in my. There's one spoon, one fork, and one knife in my kitchen. That is it.
You know,
dude,
I don't.
Yeah, right, dude. You have that black lady with dreads that lives with you.
There are some accurate motherfuckers in Unreal Tournament that drive me crazy. You know that, like. Holy shit! I think the bots have already started. That's not true. I just suck.
He's got aim hacks.
You mean aim bots?
Aim bots. Whatever. Aim bots. Wall hacks.
He's totally lag switching
Same
me.
Difference.
Yeah, because if you don't aim bot, you ain't nothing in no games ever.
That's pretty much why I quit playing fucking multiplayer games on PC though.
That's why I never started to begin with.
Really? You've never played shit on fucking PC, dude.
Master Race! Let's get hacked!
Let's get hacked!
Exactly, Master Race. I mean, I've played PC games, but nothing multiplayer-wise. No, never.
You've never played, like, any of the popular MMORPGs or nothing like that? Ever?
Oh, you know what? I take that back. I did play fucking Elder Scrolls. I was at Elder Scrolls. I played that.
Elder Scrolls Online?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
You know, it's coming kind of free to the X-Bone.
I know it is.
But it's not totally free. I think you still have to buy the box.
It's
and then
freemium
fucking...
and all that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely freemium, though. Like, from now on, I'm just going to wait till every game goes free-to-play. Yep.
I'm just not going to bother with any kind of MMOs unless they're good. Like, if they put out something that's, like, fucking Star Wars Galaxies, I'm all over it. If it's anything that doesn't have that kind of fucking gameplay, then fuck it. It's just not worth it. I mean, that was, like, a living, breathing world. They had non-combat professions. You know, you'd go out and, like, do shit and go on adventures, and then you go back to the town. And you had to like watch
musician and shit.
Yeah, dude, you had to like watch dancers or listen to music to take away your battle fatigue. And then you had to go to the med centers and have a doctor fucking take away your battle wounds and shit.
I heard a lot of bad things about that game.
You heard a lot of what?
I heard a lot of negative things about that game. That's why I never.
Well, it was okay. It was just, but like, you had to like, if you wanted to be a Jedi, you actually had to like, when you had a lightsaber, you worked for it.
Dude,
no, I did hear
you
that.
You had to max out all of the trees in the whole game, like everything. You just had to fucking grind out shit. But dude, I mean, it was, you know, I mean, you could sit on like TeamSpeak and like, you know, grind in a group with people and just like, you know, grind out pistolier,
right?
Fucking dance and play music in a fucking cantina, and then, you know, sit as a doctor forever and a day, and. Then, right when you unlock it all, they change it.
Now,
yep.
Now, I am going to take this moment to plug Star Citizen, because that game is going to do that shit.
Dude,
you know,
like,
that, right?
You and Star Citizen is like Dave and fucking Apple products. Like, you motherfuckers are like converted fucking...
Oh my god. Hey, can't say anything bad about it.
It looks cool as shit.
I need to have more information about that, but it does look cool. Aren't the ships ridiculously expensive, though, in that game?
Well, that's the thing, is they're not going to be expensive. You just wait till the game comes out and get them in the game. Because it's not, like, right now, everything you're doing is just backing the development of it. So all you can buy, like, a $35, like, beta package right now, right, and just get into the game for half the price it's going to cost the regular game and just sit on it. You don't have to play. There's not going to be any subscription that's going to be necessary. It's just everything is going to be available for you to go get. There's nothing that anybody can buy that you won't be able to go get in the game. Nothing. At all. So you can do as little as you want right now, but there's a lot of people who, yeah, they're spending like $600, $700, $1,500. There's a number of folks who've spent $15,000 backing this game. I don't know who they are. I don't know who they are at all, but they do exist. And I don't know.
What's that up to? How much money is that up to?
$74 million.
Wow.
And they're making about $2 to $3 million a month, getting about 20 to 30, or say 200 to 300 new subscribers every month right now. I think. No, I'm sorry. That's a week.
When
I believe,
is this? When is this project gonna be done?
like 2018 and shit.
No, actually, we're slated for. We're gonna have. See here, the Persistent Universe is gonna be up by the end of this year, hopefully. But the actual game release is slated for 2016. So yeah, probably. I mean, all things considered, 2017 for a full release.
Wow.
But it's only been in development for a few years. I mean, think about that.
I'm keeping my eye out on it. I mean.
Yeah. Definitely keep an eye on it. Like I'm not. I mean, they've got all the money they need right now to finish the game outright.
Right.
So it doesn't require anybody to pay any more into the game. But
who's publishing it?
They're publishing it themselves. It's Cloud. It's Cloud Imperium Games. They've broken every record for crowdfunded. Not just on like they haven't surpassed the recent on Kickstarter. They didn't break the record on Kickstarter, but they broke the record for crowdfunding in general. I mean, $74 million.
No, right. The guys that did Shadowrun Returns, they did really well for themselves too. With the amount of money that people donated, but dude, from the amount of money that they got, it wasn't reflected in the end product there, I don't think.
And that's the thing, is they've already got enough, like if you just go in there and you download the alpha right now, right, you can already see pretty much where your money's going. Like it's readily apparent. Nothing's optimized yet, and they're still in 32-bit. They're moving to 64-bit when the 1.1, which is coming out this week, they're moving to 64-bit for a lot of their stuff, but they're still in 32-bit, so nothing's optimized. SLI support is still sketchy at best. But overall, it's moving in the right direction, and it's moving fast, really fast.
Unlike Mutant X Football or whatever the heck that thing trying to get.
What the fuck?
Yeah, did you hear about that?
They're trying to bring that shit back?
Yeah, some guy tried to bring it back.
Get the fuck out of here. Dude, they're already fucking releasing Blood Bowl 2, man.
Oh, that
Blood Bowl
awesome.
2 is fucking the shit. I can't wait for that shit.
Well, they tried to... The guy who wanted to bring it back failed to get the funds. I can't remember. I saw it on some kind of gaming whatever, Game Informer, game something. I don't know. Yeah, he totally failed. He's trying to do something else, though, to get more people involved, to try to get that one back.
Have any of you guys played Blood Bowl?
Hell yeah.
I have not,
Blood
sir.
Bowl on Steam is fucking awesome. Like, yeah. Blood Bowl 2, they have it set up to where you can actually do, like, self-contained leagues.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, the original one from the way back.
No. They have a fucking video game version of it. Like, it's a direct translation from the tabletop version on Steam right now. You can buy it, you can fucking play it. And it doesn't have all the features that Blood Bowl 2 will. But, like, you know, I mean, if we can get, like, a fucking a drunkard's league in Blood Bowl 2, we can all fucking get our teams, man, have a season and fucking throw down, man.
A lot better than fantasy football, that's for sure.
Dude, that shit is way more fun than fantasy football. Like, one of my favorite things about that shit is buying Budweiser for the Budweiser chicks at halftime, fucking bribing wizards in the stand to fucking throw fireballs in the middle of a fucking match and fuck the other team up. And then if you tackle a motherfucker outside of the fuck, like if you knock him out of bounds, like, random fans from the fucking stands come out and they just start kicking the motherfucker. They fucking injure him and shit. And, like, all the teams have, like, different themed cheerleaders. Like, the Chaos team, their cheerleaders have, like, black eyes and their clothes are all fucked up. Like, the Dwarf cheerleaders have fucking beards. Fucking.
Of course.
That game is fucking hilarious, man.
It's awesome.
I love my women to have beards. Fuck that.
Dude, like the Ratman team, you have the big ogre rats. Like, if you got one of the tiny rats carrying the ball, the ogre rat can pick the tiny dude with the ball up and throw him into the fucking end zone. dang. So I tried to play my little brother in that shit, and he was like, man, this doesn't have anything to do with football. I was like, dude, it does, man. It's like football and chess, kind of.
You remember Battle Chess? Oh, Battle Chess
is badass. Battle Chess is cool shit, yeah.
I was thinking about that the other... Who was I talking to about that the other day? Was that you, Joe?
I think it may have been.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, man, that shit was awesome. No, it was on Facebook. It was on some forum, like Daddy Geeks or something.
It was Daddy Geeks, yeah.
That's what it was.
I think I jumped in there.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there was a lot of guys on there that I couldn't believe started giving little shout outs to really fucking old games from back then, too.
I knew it. Like, and I knew it because, you know, there's a lot of people in there in our same demographic. Like, our age group, those games are really awesome. Like, that's when games really had a kind of mind of their own. And they weren't all good. It's not to say that all those games were good, but at least they were unique.
Yeah, there was a lot more variety.
Oh, yeah. Way more variety. And I do believe that a lot of games are kind of moving back to that. I really, really do.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
I think the independent developer crowd is moving back to that. Not the indie games like, you know, the fucking Limbos and shit, which are good, really good in their own right. But I think the
really short.
But I think a lot of developers who are independently developing themselves, I think they're really, really trying to get back to that feel.
I can see a lot of randomly generated shit like roguelikes. I think that's probably gonna pick up.
Yeah, you know, because
they're fun, dude, and you can play them like over and over.
Well, that's the thing. It's are they fun?
Yeah,
Counter Spy, it's fun as shit, and it has procedurally generated fucking levels every time you play, and there's also a little fucking storyline to go with it to get to the end. I mean, that's cool like that, man. You have, like, fucking... what's that one where you go through space? FTL. FTL's a lot like that shit.
I still haven't picked up FTL. That's the one I really want to pick up. I know it's awesome, too.
It's a hard game.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I mean, a lot of games are just so... They're just not fun. Like, they're just not fun. Like, yeah. I'm not having... Like, I mean, I could sit down and play... I don't know, games that, you know... Back in the day, you just lost time, and now it's just like I got to do something else because this is just boring as shit.
Oh shoot, man! I'll go back to Unreal Tournament, right? You know, it's like all the games now are all about progression. Like, oh, you can go forever progressing your character and go to a level 1,000, and you know, look at all these new armor types. I don't necessarily want that. Like,
your rank.
Right, I don't care about number like one. I just want a game that's fun. I don't have to worry about increasing rank or the next guy being better than me because he bought, you know, half of his armor off of some, you know, bullshit pay-to-play scheme. Like, I just want to get in there, play the game, everybody be on an even keel, and just fucking mad havoc for half an hour.
I was that blacksmith. Sorry.
I know, Bert. Hey, I don't hate on anybody for doing it, that's for sure. If it's available...
I made no real money, though. That was all gold in-game.
Dude, did any of you guys...
You paid the gold price?
The iron price.
I paid the Chinese kid to work his ass off.
I was a well-known blacksmith.
Paid the gold farmer price.
in that game, fucking Elder Scrolls Online. I really was.
Oh, no kidding. Like, you know, that's one of those games that I wished it had done just a little bit better. Like, I wanted to like Elder Scrolls Online so bad, but it just got stale for me.
I like the freedom of the build. I like the fact that I made a two-handed sword-wielding sorcerer in light armor that could tank better than the fucking, like, quote-unquote tanking classes. And dudes would get pissed and act like I was, like...
cheating somehow.
Yeah, like, nah, look, it was all there. Like, they made it to where you could do that. Like, all you gotta do is, like, connect the dots and look at the builds and go, oh shit, you know, these two skills complement each other like that, and then you can add some of this. And I mean, I didn't have total fucking light armor. I mean, I think I just had light, like the robes and the hood. Everything else was heavy armor.
There were a lot of people, like, even when you advanced to a couple of the other zones, I mean, they still, there's a lot of people who didn't know how to play that game. And I think that was a huge thing that turned a lot of people off, because a lot of people went in that game thinking, oh, this is Skyrim, Skyrim multiplayer.
Yeah, it wasn't that at all.
And it was not that at all.
No,
and
but I think... but to be fair, that's kind of what they touted it as.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah, yeah.
So the expectation was understandable, even if it wasn't necessarily warranted.
Yeah, no, no, I see. Yeah, I agree.
If only Skyrim with multiplayer.
Oh,
only.
God, no kidding.
If only.
Ooh. I'm ready for fucking...
They've got multiplayer mods out for it, but they're wildly unpredictable. Like, they're not exactly the most stable things in the world.
Yeah.
Dude, Fallout. New Fallout. Come on.
New
Don't
Fallout.
Let us down.
We can only hope. I mean, Bethesda's got their own Bethesda's got their own E3.
Dude, if they don't announce fucking new Fallout, I'm gonna take a shit in a box and I'm gonna mail it to their offices.
You gotta talk to Todd Howard about that, sir. That's his team.
And fucking,
I'll address the box directly to him.
All the fucking Half-Life. You know, Half-Life 3 is never coming out because it's the world's largest fucking moneymaker for them.
What the fuck, dude? Like, you know what? Half-Life is the fucking Game of Thrones of the video game world. Like, I waited 6 fucking years for the last George R.R. Martin fucking Game of Thrones books. 6 fucking years I waited for that shit. I finally get the book in my hands. I tear through it in 2 fucking weeks. And I was like, oh, fuck. Really? No! Like, fuck. And then the motherfucker's like, no book this year.
No new book this year. Sorry.
You know what? I think it's hilarious whatever he talks about. He's like, if you want a new book, you can go fuck yourself until I'm done with it. That's awesome. Like,
that's how it should be. You shouldn't.
But don't worry. When I wear different clothes to an event is when the new book will be.
And he never will, dude. That motherfucker wears the same shit to his
little
fucking
hat.
Thing. Yeah, you in the suspenders, button-up shirt.
But hey, man, I can't hate on a man's style when he makes, a fucking assload of money for just writing books, which is amazing.
Oh, whatever.
That's awesome.
I can totally hate on his style, but I love his writing. I even like his editing. The fucking Wild Card series is the shit.
Well, I can't wait for that new series you're about to come out with, Lucian Nightshade.
Fuck yeah, dude. Horny Space Werewolf Pirates. It's gonna be the shit.
Horny Werewood.
Dude, like, how is this a real thing, man? These motherfuckers are jerking off and touching themselves to fucking Bigfoot comes. Bigfoot comes, dude. He's like he just comes up out of the woods like, and it's like, what the fuck, dude? That's a real thing. That's a real thing.
Look, there's some hairy people who feel they got inner Bigfoot, you know, and they just want to be like, you know what? What if Bigfoot could get some ass? That could be me, too.
Dude, I'm so fucking hairy. I had a random stranger come up to me in the fucking mall. Like, I was minding my own business, just fucking walking around, doing my thing. This chick was like, you hairy?
Oh, well.
And I didn't know what to do, so I just pulled up my pants leg. And I showed her my leg, and I was like, look at that shit. That shit keeps me warm in the winter.
And she was
totally
started
into fucking
it.
Laughing. And I... But never in my fucking head have I been like, man, I'm hairy. I'd like to pretend like I'm Bigfoot. What's up, girl? Like, that's not,
well, yeah.
That's
put
not
on
in
your
my
Bigfoot
purview.
Slippers.
Like...
Put on your Bigfoot slippers and your Harry the Henderson's hat and go at it.
Dude, you know fucking Harry the Henderson's, the fucking Harry the Henderson's era film that I think, and I don't know because I haven't watched it recently, but I think it would hold up. Fucking The Great Outdoors. John Candy, Dan Aykroyd, Horny the Bear, and Witness, the Goddess of the Hunt. Fucking shooting that bear's hair off his ass. Dude, I laughed my ass, dude. As a kid, man, I had tears in my eyes watching that shit. That movie was fucking hilarious.
Just watch out for the banjos.
To be fair, that is a really difficult instrument. So I don't know how they.
Says,
it's weird how they.
He says playing the violin that he calls a fiddle.
It's they're the same thing. I play the violin and the fiddle, sir.
Dude, you had a fucking sweet ass piece, man. That what? Little fucking like it had the
my electric.
Yeah, that yeah. motherfucker was cool shit. It had like what? Pieces like cut out of it, so it was
the
like
the fucking Revenge of the Nerds kind of fucking violin. Is that what you're talking about?
Not
no,
quite that awesome.
No, it was a fucking cool ass piece though, dude. I can't believe you got rid of that motherfucker.
I called it my race car, man. It looked like. It was like the Lotus of electric violins. It's beautiful.
I wish I could have bought that motherfucker from you, man. I would have. And I can't play violin for shit, but...
Well, I had to sell it for some reason. I don't even remember why I did now. But the one I have now is a much nicer instrument. It's beautiful.
Right on. Dude, I remember you came over, we were drinking, and you were playing your fucking ukulele.
My uke or my mandolin?
Oh no, it was your mandolin. Yeah, you
yeah,
were playing your mandolin,
rid of the uke
and
too.
I was playing my acoustic, and we were trying to suss out drunken lullabies
yeah.
and something else, man.
I've had so many different freaking stringed instruments that I just like, and there's a whole bunch of them that I just don't like. If I can't start picking it up, I'm like, meh, I kind of lose it. Like I just don't have the dedication to you know start learning a new instrument right now, and I know that, but then I don't know it, so I go buy another $400 instrument and. Fucking suck it up. Like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Man, I'm just now starting to really, like, hunger to play guitar again for the first time in a really long time, and that's weird to me.
Hell yeah, man. No, I can completely understand that. Like, I mean, my violin, you know, now that I got it back, I love it, man. I try to pick it up every day because I want to get good again. I want to get like I used to be back when I was in school and shit. But it takes playing it every goddamn day, though.
Well, dude, because it's not like riding a bike. You have to.
No, it's really not. It's not like.
It's fucked up when you pick up your instrument and you try to just throw down a really technically heavy piece.
Yeah, and
like, then you're
like,
man.
I used to could.
Yeah, but you don't have the your fingers don't have the
muscle memory is gone.
Well, not just the muscle memory, but the. What's the word? Like, you know, light on your feet, quick, and fucking... The dexterity. Your dexterity,
dexterity.
Is... Yeah, that's one of those things that doesn't just come back to you. It's like you still
fire,
know
fire,
it.
Run, boys, run.
You still know the piece. You see the piece. Yeah. You know how to play it. It's
oh,
just
yeah,
physically...
Absolutely. And then,
and
then your fingers are like...
speed.
Fingers are like, how about twinkle, twinkle, no star? And you're like, oh, fingers,
fuck yeah,
I hate
dude.
You.
Clank, 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 clank.
Oh, get back here. God dang it. I wish there was a melee in Unreal Tournament right now. I'm kind of glad there isn't. Oh, no, there is. Where's my air hammer? My fucking impact hammer.
All right, so did any of you guys fucking see anything really interesting or out of the ordinary this week?
Well, I know something that Bach didn't see about a certain game that he's mad about.
Oh, jeez.
I went to Pensacon last weekend, so I think I've seen a lot of things that were strange.
Right
well, that's
on,
right. That's right. I didn't see it. Fucking playing Game of Thrones, Telltale Game of Thrones, and right now we're on episode 2, and I have not seen one single thing of gay wiener. Not one scene of gay wiener in Game of Thrones,
wiener,
Telltale
wiener,
Game of Thrones.
Wiener,
wiener, wiener, wiener, wiener, wiener, wiener.
Not one episode.
One wiener next to another.
And as
wiener,
you were talking about,
wiener,
as you were talking about that book,
party,
did you
read?
How many gay wiener scenes were in that book?
Alongside another wiener. Dude, that, like I can't remember any like part in the books where he was just like, and then he pulled out his majestic cock of cock spanielness. And he thrust it unto ye with generous portions of giblet gravy.
Oh. Like, there was... Giblet gravy on a cake.
There was nothing
like that
shit in the
books. All of a sudden, the new season of Game of Thrones, everybody starts saying ye and shit.
There wasn't that one king that died early. Like he wasn't even gay in the books, but they made him.
Renlin? Renlin?
I think it was Ren. Renly?
Yeah, Renly, who was
Baratheon.
It was the king's brother. He was on the council and everything. Robert Baratheon's brother.
Yeah, I don't think he was gay in the books, man. I could be wrong. Wait, if he was real subtle.
It was real subtle.
I didn't think he was gay in the show either.
Yeah, he was the one that
was that before
married
or
to
after?
Marjorie
was it? Was that before or after the knight was sucking his junk?
Oh, you're talking about that guy.
Oh. Who is that guy?
What else? What other guy you think
and
I'm talking
knight,
about?
The knight of flowers,
I thought
Sir Laura.
Yeah,
it hurts my nipples when I twist them.
I thought you were talking about the original, the king in the very beginning. I thought that's what you were talking about. Like, what
oh,
Rob
oh,
Brass,
the original
Robert
dude, Brass. the fat
no,
guy. Yeah.
That was,
like
he was anything, he was anything other than gay.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was like, I was confused.
Filipino employee off that, back on that horse.
The drunking and the whoring.
God, he was the best character in the whole show, and they killed him first.
Nah, dude, he was good. I wanted Sean Bean to live. I wanted Eddard Stark to live in the books.
The curse of Sean Bean and Donald Sutherland.
If there's anything he deserved to live, it was definitely.
In the story, he was like the only character like trying to fight the good fight and shit.
Yes.
And I was like, come on, man, you gotta have somebody in there at least scrapping for some good shit.
Arya, until she got with the Hound, you know.
But Arya's completely consumed with fucking vengeance.
Revenge, yeah. I mean,
she's not gonna be able to kill anybody on her list because they're all gonna be fucking dead.
Gone to kind
Dude,
of a dark
in
place.
The, in the books, she's one of my favorite characters because she turns out to be a really kick-ass character, and I'm not sure they're gonna do that in the show. I don't think they're gonna go that way, and that's kind of sad to me. I hope they do, but I don't know. I don't think they're gonna. Whatever. I don't want to spoil it. Yeah, fuck it. We'll talk about it in another one, like after they decide to do what
it
they're
comes
gonna
out
do.
In April.
Oh,
it comes out in
here's
April.
A good question. How long after something comes out? Do you think it's okay to just forgo the whole spoiler thing? Because it drives
Six
me batshit crazy.
Six months
sounds about good. Sounds good. There's people who are like three That's years after something's come out who are like, spoilers, I haven't read it yet. Like, it's your own damn fault. I can't help that. Or like fucking people who talk about spoilers on forums drive me absolutely crazy. Like, don't click on it if you don't want to read it.
But
sometimes people like troll like that. Where they'll just have spoilers in the fucking title of their shit.
And I am completely unaffected by spoilers anyway, because I still want to know how it happens.
You know, I'm not like, completely unaffected yeah. by it, but
like,
it does kind of piss me off. Like, I had a bit of Dragon Age Inquisition spoiled for me in the first, like, 2 weeks that it was out.
The first one? Or the... Oh, no. You said
Inquisition.
Inquisition. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
I clicked on this forum. Man, is anybody...
I've completed it.
I have not. I don't give a shit. Say it.
All good, yeah.
Well, so this guy, he fucking... this one cat, he started the fucking thread about... So he was commenting about something in the story. And this guy was like... Why do you give a shit about that? Because it's basically like you go back in time, find out that fucking Red Lyrium is made out of people, and fucking like he
Soylent Green's people.
And then he just fucking proceeded to like lay out how
the
fucking
entire
game ends. And then I was like, I can't believe I just read that shit. I was like, why didn't I fucking stop reading?
Yeah, like, how can you not stop yourself? Like, oh, wait, hold on. There's one thing I don't know. I should stop.
That was a big thing. That was a big thing in the second one. And a lot of people didn't think that was going to be one of the main focuses in the third game as well.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to play that big of a part because the ending was so... anticlimactic.
But it did, though. Holy crap.
Yeah. It was kind of all based around that shit. It kind of made me want to go back through and play the second one again. Ah.
That's one of those games that I do want to pick up, but I just haven't done it yet. Because I know it's an awesome game. I just haven't done it.
The second one or the third one?
The second one. I mean, any of them. I haven't played any of the Dragon Age. Well, I did play it a little bit, but it was one of those games I didn't really have the time for it while I actually picked it up the first time.
Right.
I was doing
second
too many
one was
other
really,
things.
Second one was really good. If you were a big fan of the series, I know a lot of people gave that one a lot of flack. If you liked the series, you were gonna like that game, because honestly, the thing that made that game okay, bearable, was the characters, because the characters were awesome. A lot of good characters in that game.
Heck yeah. Right on.
What the fuck is that, dude? Oh, that's your dog. Is that RJ?
Yeah, that's Bella. Bella's.
Is that a cat?
No, dude.
It's a pit bull.
But she's a sweet ass pit bull, though,
hey,
dude.
Baby.
She's nice as shit, man.
She's amazing.
So is RJ, dude. You have two really cool dogs, man.
Yeah, he's hanging out on the couch. Bella wants to go out and make noise and play and wake up the baby, which isn't going to happen right now.
Dude, I like to fucking, like, your dog's, like, short haired coats.
Yeah. I like Bella's short haired coat. RJ's is, he needs to be in a farm.
Dude, he's a good dog, man.
No, he's a great dog. It's just he is a farm dog. Like, he's got a double coat with a thick, you know, thick friggin' heavy top coat and then a really fine undercoat. And he's made for farms.
Dude, that's the shit that bothers me about Zelda, man. It's the fucking top coat and the undercoat, because it just makes for an ungodly amount of shedding.
Yes, yes. And, like, when Bella sheds, it's no big deal, because she's got these little short, fine hairs that are easy to vacuum up. Yeah. And RJ's are like, no, I'm going to clog everything.
Yeah, it's...
Like, your Kirby vacuum is going to threaten to just give up when I get done with it.
Yeah, that's exactly what my dog is. It's not good. She is... Her hair, it's clumps. Clumps.
Yeah, those big fucking...
Yes.
You just find, like, pieces of the dog laying around and shit.
You just put your hand... You just put your hand and just put it through the carpet, and you already got a fucking hairball.
Yeah. Dude, we fucking... our Dyson. That thing is amazing. But it really shows you... How much
nasty
hair.
Shit.
Yeah, it gets into the fucking carpet, because you're just, like... Dude, you just vacuum, like, a little fucking bit of square shit, and the fucking trap is full of fucking dog hair. And you're like, really? Like, it was just right here.
And, like, we did. We bought a Kirby. Like, we've got one, and I love that thing. It's friggin' awesome.
I used to sell Kirbys. Door to door. No shit.
Hey, you know, we fell for it, you know. Nice little blonde girl, made her pay for college and shit, you know. She went to stripper, so I can't.
No. So that's what happened.
Yeah, you know, one thing led to another, and Christina
that's
and her.
That's what happened tonight on Unsolved Mysteries. Update!
Update! Don't tell the parents that.
JonBenet Ramsey?
No!
Is she really dead?
That's terrible. I can bring it up.
Perhaps you can solve.
They just solved the whole
scenario number one.
Let's go through all the scenarios.
Oh no. Maybe JonBenet had fled to Mexico as the pressures of stardom were too much for her. Theory number two.
Calm for a second. I'll be right
Perhaps you hold the key to solving one of America's greatest mysteries. Call now. Update. That shit always reminds me of the fucking Exorcist, that fucking song.
Dude, they're remaking the Exorcist, man.
Are they really?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
It might be good, dude. It might be good. You don't know. You don't know.
I tell you.
Was the remake of Carrie good?
They're remaking it, and that's gonna
really.
That's gonna yes, they are, and I don't know who's gonna play Pennywise the clown, but the guy says
it's sure as hell gonna be Tim Curry,
dude. Tim Curry. Tim Curry was awesome as Pennywise,
that
man.
That movie scarred me for life.
Don't you love clowns there, Bach?
No,
dude.
No.
I saw Pennywise live. At Club La Vila, it was Pennywise, Rocket from the Crypt, Blink-182, 311, And I can't remember who else. And it was an amazing fucking show, man. I loved that shit, man. Pennywise was a good band, man. They were the shit back in the day.
He was not a good man, sir.
the band was. The character, Tim Curry's Pennywise in the movie was creepy as shit. Like, one of my kids was real, they're like, I don't, like, they didn't really like clowns, and I was like, it's okay. Nobody likes clowns. They're fucking creepy.
Yeah.
You don't have to apologize about that shit. Look at the motherfucker, man. It's okay.
I did, and that's the problem. My damn sister made me watch that movie when I was a small child.
They all float down here, Johnny.
No, it's George.
Fucking Georgie. God, that...
They float. Why is
that poor kid's arm off?
Georgie. They all float they down float. Here, Georgie. And when you're down here with me,
you'll float too.
With his fucking sharp teeth with blood and
very
shit.
Wise indeed, Georgie. Very wise indeed.
That's right.
Oh,
fuck yeah, dude. My wife's favorite new kid. He fucking he played the I don't think it was her favorite new kid. I don't remember which one's her favorite new kid.
What, Donnie Wahlberg?
Nah, it was the other Wahlberg that played Duddits. And it wasn't her favorite, but it was one of the new kids. Oh no, you know what? I don't think he was a new kid on the block. He was like a brother. The guy that played the retarded guy in that other Stephen King film. Fucking...
Oh, and I know what you're talking about. The one with the fucking not alien. Are they aliens or something
I
like that?
I thought they were aliens or some shit.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. They're like in some. They're like in a cabin or something like that.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Man? What is the name of that movie?
I don't know.
But I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'll take the rapist for 500, please.
Fucking.
The name of this movie tonight: An Unsolved Mystery.
All right, so fucking, are we ending it here? Or are we going to do a recap? What are we?
So you're gonna make a book series on, on adult Bigfoot erotica.
No, that's already been done. My shit is horny space pirate werewolves.
Against the evil Captain Trent Dick Puncher.
Nah, dude, the villain has to be an undersexed, really crotchety woman that hates all men and all women that like. Can let
she has
go
to have like a
whatever.
Strong last like ice box or something.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. Like
Stephanie fucking... Icebox.
No, Cersei Lannister. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Cersei Lannister.
Dude,
she's
awesome.
Pretty bitter.
Fucking Ryan was like, fucking Jamie Lannister's my hero.
He is my hero.
I was
dude.
Like, but he fucks his sister, dude.
She's pretty hot.
He's the Lieutenant Ice, dude. He's the fucking
Get
Lieutenant
the
Ice.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Very first episode. Hey, that guy looks different. He ain't going anywhere for a while. I'm going to get on this horse. Here we go.
Ryan Hobbs, ladies and gentlemen. He's from the South. He represents that fucking stereotypical.
What are you
Southern...
talking about? I'm from Minnesota, dick smoke.
If he had a sister, he'd be fucking her right now.
I do have a half-sister.
And he might want to fuck her. He might. That's fucked up. I'm sorry, dude. All right, fucking whatever.
And I'm from Minnesota, not the South, dickhead.
You didn't call me Dick Smoke, so I had to get to you in some way.
That's cool. That's cool, dog. Swim boy, back to my bottom, sending dick pics. No, I'm just kidding.
And we could do that in another. Oh, that's a story for another time. I hope you enjoyed our time together. Fucking anybody want to say anything before we sign off?
No, I don't.
If I was just Lannister's brother,
don't vote for us. Do something better with your time.
Oh.
Update.
Look, Red October shining off.
Red popcorn shining off.
Simply Red standing off.
My line was stolen. My one point to live is gone. I'm gonna send a dick to Underwear Muffin. Be right back. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them down. It's an ancient China. Everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip and a kicking from the hip, everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Hey, yeah. But they fought with expert timing. There was Funky Billy Chin and Little Sammy Chong. On, we took a bow and made a stand. Started swaying with the hand. A sudden motion made me skip. Now we're into a brand new trip. Everybody